Welcome to Just Think, the podcast.
The podcast where we don't want to tell you what to think.
We just want to encourage you to do it.
We are three friends that came from across the political spectrum who were tired of partisan politics and were alarmed at what we saw happening in our country, including the growing political divide.
But we found as we challenged ourselves to recognize our own biases, to put them aside, we were absolutely united in our pursuit for the truth.
And that's why we started this podcast, to share the conversations we were having around that pursuit and to invite you into our conversation.
To encourage you to feel free to ask questions, search for the answers yourself, to say what you think.
That's right, because as we like to say, diversity of thought, ideas, and beliefs are welcome here. Asshats are not.
All are welcome as long as you just think.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Just Think, the podcast. This is Holly.
And Amy.
And Kristen.
And today it's just the three of us here to recap the last 7 days. Today is July 23rd. This is the date of the recording, 2024. And the last eight, I guess now it's going to be eight, nine, 10 days. I guess the last 10 days have been absolutely insane. Starting with the Saturday that President Trump, there was an attempted assassination on his life. And the details around that entire situation are utterly bizarre. The fact that this shooter was on a roof, was it 150 yards away from the president with an AR-15 and a scope, that is not a hard shot for even, I think, a novice shooter to take. It is by the grace of God, we believe that that President Trump is here. He turned his head to look at something in the moment the first bullet hit and it grazed his ear. We were horrified at the news. And we want to start there because what we feel is if the last 10 days have not sparked within every single American a gut feeling that something is totally wrong with this country, with our government, with our political system, that there is something pervasively evil happening. Mm-hmm. And if you don't feel it, I'm going to encourage you to go pray about it. I'm going to encourage
check
you.
Your pulse. Check your pulse.
Yeah. Go do some reading from reputable sources because we are living in the craziest time imaginable. This is the era that will be written about in history books if we make it there. That, I mean, utterly insane. All right, girls, so give me your thoughts. We were all on, where were you on Saturday? I was sitting in a car getting ready to get on a ferry, not far from where you two live, to come back over to my home here. And I was, my son, I get a text from my firstborn. He goes, Trump's been shot. And I was like, I thought he was kidding. But I knew the rally was happening. So I was like, what? Anyway, I go immediately to Google, nothing. I go to news sites, nothing. I'm like, right. How are you hearing this? He's like, I heard it from my friend Chandler. And he said, but it's true. And then he started sending me stuff. So the news was breaking, but it was wild how long it took mainstream media to pick it up. Did y'all think that?
No, but they were saying loud noises. And, right. Secret Service helped him when he fell on stage.
The initial CNN reporting was bananas. Like, it was like Trump falls at rally, you know, they would not even use attempted assassination for way too long. Mm-hmm. A bullet grazes a former president's ear and a presidential candidate's ear. We're not going to call it an attempted assassination. We don't know the motive of the shooter. What motive did you need? What motive did you need? He tried to shoot him. I don't care what his motive was. He tried to kill him. Like, I'm going to try to stay calm in this episode. Sorry. I'm going to try to just stay.
Start with a deep breath.
I know.
Deep breaths. Okay. I'm going to try to just stay catatonic or something.
Much. It's just so much. Well, the immediate thought, like what I started thinking about after it happened.
Amy was on vacation with her family.
I literally just checked into our beach house. Literally just checked in. Like I'm unpacking the cooler, putting everything in the fridge.
And she was trying. She said she was going to disconnect. Like, you know, disconnect. By the way, everybody, Amy had texted all of us and said, I'm unplugging. Chad wants me to be off my phone. We thought we weren't going to talk to Amy for a week. And then this happens.
All right, and then this happens. Go ahead.
But I think like one of my first thoughts was, and what some people on social media started reminding us and bringing back to our attention, is all of the rhetoric that has been thrown over years and years towards Donald Trump. And many people have made compilations just of the things that have been said. Johnny Depp saying, when's the last time an actor assassinated a president? Kathy Griffin holding up a bloodied, severed head of Trump. They did, there was a play like every single night in New York City, like showing him being assassinated and stabbed to death. You know, Madonna saying, I want to blow up the White House, take Trump out tonight. Just on and on and on. And even just that week, Biden was interviewing with Lester Holt and said, it's time to put Trump in the bullseye. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, and then he goes on Lester Holt and he was like, well, I didn't mean it like that.
Right. He had said that to donors. He had said that to some big Democratic donors. It's time to put Trump in the bullseye. Right. And then he says to Lester,
He said, that's not how I meant it. Mm. And I'm like, okay, we just had a trial for January 6th that went on and on, tried to impeach Trump over his words, go peacefully and patriotically to the Capitol to make your voices heard. He was impeached over that for inciting violence. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Biden says bullseye. He didn't mean it like that, though. And Trump gets, you know, a couple days later, he's grazed with a bullet. So the double standard to me of the language that we're using, and I know we all have free speech, we get that. And, you know, I guess the limit to free speech is like the actual death threats is where you lines are drawn. But right. I'm just like, they have created this dangerous environment by making someone literally like portraying him as Hitler, as a threat, as a danger, an immediate danger to all of America. You can do that for years and years and years. There are going to be people, crazy people. And let's be clear. We can talk about it. We know this little frail 20-year-old, right. Like it's always the frail ones right. that end up doing these mass things. Like he did not have to learn. Okay. There's no way.
Nope.
So anyway, it's just people get crazy when you are feeding them this rhetoric. So your words do matter. And yes, Biden, you may not have meant it that way. Well, I bet Trump didn't mean it that way either.
Right.
But yet he went to trial and was impeached over it.
Well, except he did mean it. He meant peacefully and patriotically.
Right. And how does that correlate to inciting violence when you say the bullseye thing and then actually there is a bullet? And the double standard.
And then right after that, what was trending on, Charlie Cook was talking about, because I didn't look, but
how do you miss?
Or yeah, for Trump, like, come on, all these people who are saying that. So that, look,
you are real big into gun control.
Everybody knows that we are not fans of Biden, but I would never wish death, assassination, harm to anybody. Like, I don't want him. I don't want anybody to go assassinate Biden. I don't want him to be like, who knows what's happening to him right now. We'll get to that next. But I don't wish that on anybody. So the fact to see everybody saying this, it's really showing even more true colors. Like this whole thing has just been an awakening and an unraveling. And, you know, it's like exposing people for who they are. Yeah. And it is very, very bizarre to see how the absolute hatred.
And I do think if you can step back, if you're a Trump hater, and I doubt we have anyone listening at this point that's a Trump hater, unless you follow us for our health and wellness episodes and you just happen to tune into this one because we cover it all. The reality is that if you take a step back and you take your hatred, and I just want to ask you a question. What made you hate Trump? Was it headlines like they said in Charlottesville, where he said they were good people on both sides of a racist conflict, which is not what he said, which is not. And now Snopes has confirmed. It took Snopes until this year to confirm that he did not say that in the context of what he said. Do you hate Trump because he's abrasive and crass, or he said not on camera to another guy, Billy Bush, about grabbing women by the, you know what? Listen, guys, that was a horrible thing to say. I don't know if you've ever been in a men's locker room or you've ever been around men and they didn't know women around. They are disgusting. Okay. I'm like, and this is coming from a boy mom, and I love my boys and my husband, but they can be gross. They can be gross. They think it's funny to be gross. I'm not saying what he did was right. It's wrong. You shouldn't say that. But as women, please stop projecting your femininity onto men who aren't built like that. They're going to say gross things. They're going to fart. They're going to be gross. They're going to say crude things. And even if you, like me, have tried to raise, as Amy and Kristen can attest, tried to raise good boys who don't do gross things or smell bad, you will probably still fail. Okay? Just saying. If you're raising real men, you'll probably still fail.
My son just farted on my other son's face the other day. I didn't teach him that, and I continue to say,
we did not model that.
That's not cool.
No. I mean, they're disgusting creatures, women, okay? Sometimes men are disgusting, but we love and need them, and they love and need us. It's a good balance, okay? Here's the thing. Ask yourself why you hate him, what originally made you hate him, and then ask yourself what reiterated. What reiterated it? Because if you watched CNN and MSNBC and anything but pretty much Fox News, and even they sometimes, it was literally a narrative that was nonstop, that he is the devil, that he is Hitler, he wants to overthrow democracy. And it's like I heard him say this week, what did I ever do to democracy? Because if you ask yourself, what did he do to democracy? He didn't do anything. The biggest issue I could ever have with Trump was Operation Warp Speed on that dang vaccine. Mm-hmm. I wish that had never happened. And looking at it from his perspective and not knowing what we know about vaccines, he was trying to end a pandemic. And I think he was also trying to save re-election. I do think that could have been a part of it. But that to me, like if that's your deal breaker with Trump, you don't have another option that has the same Trump policies without that, because I love RFK as a man who has fought against big government and big corporations, but he has some policies I cannot get behind socially. And he talks about reparations, and he's still kind of got some DEI in him. Makes me super uncomfortable because I do totally disagree with making everything about race for another day. I'm done. I will not participate in your DEIBS another day. Not one more day. And I will not participate in pronouns. And I will not participate in changing the children's genders.
Nurse.
I will not participate in political correctness, in speech that you find offensive, but I don't. We can argue that all day long. If you find me offensive, stay away from me. Don't listen to me. That's what I do to you. So I'm just saying, like, it's not that hard. We have got to get away from soft, weak mentalities, because it will make a soft, weak country that will not last. Obviously. You can hate strength all you want, but what appeals to me about Trump, the man got shot in the ear, stands up and raises his fist, puts his head in the air, which was probably not a smart thing to do at the time, and says, fight, fight, fight. And what he was saying in my mind is, don't let them scare you into tyranny. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, girls. What are we going to say?
They'll probably turn that around and impeach him, even though he's not president.
Yes.
We're going to impeach him citing violence.
100%.
At his own attempted assassination.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, my God. We're already saying that he framed this assassination, that he planned this.
Oh, he planned that.
Yeah.
You've got to be superhuman to be able to know exactly when to turn to have a bullet just nick your ear. Like, that's a Russian roulette I would not play.
And you also have to be an absolute idiot to be Secret Service and miss a young guy walking across with a ladder, climbing up on a building that's just 150 yards away, and then getting up there with Secret Service inside the building, just not on top, and then having people yelling, saying they see him, and he had an AR. Okay, I've been watching the Kimberly Cheadle testimony. She's the director of Secret Service, who obviously failed miserably. Secret Service up to this point had a zero fail record. And it is absolutely infuriating to hear her testimony, because it is like, how ignorant are you to actually let this happen? And all of the questions surrounding this is like, how can you even, it is beyond bizarre. They don't have recordings, y'all. They did not have any like audio recordings. They have like, what else was she saying? God, there was something that I sent to y'all. I can't remember.
Well, but I know just, go ahead. Like law enforcement knew, it wasn't like 57 minutes.
They saw it.
About this guy. And Trump said, nobody ever told him about a threat. Nobody ever said, don't
let him get up on stage.
Give us 10 minutes to secure everything. Like they knew he was there. And that's why, like, y'all, I have to put on my hat. I'm gonna have to do it.
Yeah, we should have.
Tinfoil.
Like, you can't convince me that there isn't a possibility that this was an inside job, just like JFK, just like RFK, just like MLK.
Yep.
Our own government is involved in some way. And until you prove that is not true to me, I'm going to have major suspicions on that.
Well, let me tell you why.
Can I share something funny too? Go ahead, Holly. And then I want to share.
I'll just tell you why you should think that, Amy. You should think that. And you know why? Because as Kristen indicated under Cheadle's testimony, 9 days later, they have disclosed nothing to the investigative committee in the U.S. Congress. How have you disclosed not what agents were there, how many, what the plan was, what you knew, how long the agents were saying there's someone on the roof? People were saying it, agents were saying, and you didn't respond to it. Why? That guy was in the scope of the sniper before he ever pulled the trigger. Why did the sniper let him get a shot off? Like, why has none of that? If you have people who have nothing to hide, act like they have nothing to hide. They start singing like a canary because they know that if they did the right thing and they told the truth, they want everybody to know what happened. If you accuse me of lying, you accuse me of doing something shady, I'm going to tell you everything I know so that you know what I know. I am not hiding any of it. And the fact that she had to be subpoenaed to testify before U.S. Congress tells you everything you need to know. Just I don't know why that's hard.
Right. Tucker says it best. He says the hallmark of secrecy is lies, lying. If you're being secretive, you're lying. And can we just remind everybody that we pay these people's salaries, okay? We do. They work for us. We deserve to know everything that they know. Yet they continue to get up on a stand and divert and act like they don't know and destroy records and just not tell the American people who pay their salaries what the hell is going on. And it's not just this instance. There are so many other instances where they do this. But if you're going to be secretive and not tell people, then we have to assume you're lying.
And I have to say, as a woman, watching the women that were helping protect him, it truly looked like an SNL skit. This is where I'm like, look, as a woman, I truly believe I am all for badass women being in badass positions. And if you earn it, I'm all about it. If you earn a spot on the football team, if you earn a spot in the FBI, you earn a spot in the Secret Service, good job, badass. Okay. And you beat out everybody else, but it has to be on merit. It has to be on merit. It cannot be based on your gender, your race, or who you choose to have sex with. That should never be any determination. It needs to be your merit. You have to earn it. Before we go on, this is hilarious because truly, y'all, to put it in perspective, I don't know if y'all have seen this. It says this man is trolling the Secret Service, and I hope y'all can see it.
So we're going to do a little test here to see if you guys can notice anything in my video. Okay, so pay close attention. We'll be right back. You guys notice anything? Is it something that's visible? Can you see this? This is what they missed. The Secret Service missed it.
So if y'all are just listening and you're not watching, I'll put it in the Substack because it is just humorous. It's literally a guy walking across a playing field with a huge ladder. This guy had a ladder. Yeah. There was a ladder and a big old gun. I mean.
Amy, you're muted.
You're muted.
Hold on. Sorry. I was just saying, I don't know if he was carrying the ladder or if it was conveniently placed for him to like easily cut the steps. But can we talk about also that her first excuse for not having someone on that roof was that it was slow. It was too sloped. Okay. And now coming out of coffee, first of all, if you've seen the roof.
Yeah, y'all, it ain't sloped.
It is not sloped. Okay. Not for Secret Service. And I even heard an interview. It was Del on the High Wire. He said some Secret Service guy was like, to protect our principal, we will hang from rafters upside down.
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter. You're not going to say, oh, the roof is too sloped. It was not. Well, now in Coffee and COVID today, the days, they're saying it was too hot outside.
Yes. A whistleblower.
The agent left. There was somebody supposed to be up there or something, but the temperature was too hot. So he left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, also, I just want to remind everybody, go take a look at the agents in the videos. We're going to remind you of why we have said DEI is not just a failed policy. It is utterly dangerous. You don't want DEI pilots flying your plane. You don't want DEI agents or police officers or any rescue workers to be DEI or your heart surgeon, for God's sake. This is dumb. It is the most qualified, period, full stop. And by the way, however they became the most qualified, what their journey looked like to get there, I don't care. I do not care. We have worked hard in this country to level the playing field so that people can get more opportunities. We will never be able to make it fair. There are people with good parents, and frankly, I call that the biggest marker of what gives someone a leg up in society is if you have a good family. Do you have good parents? That is an uncontrollable factor, but that matters more than money. Because I know some people with money that are asshats, and they are not raising good children. Okay? So I'm saying if you have that, then you have everything. But we cannot control that. So therefore, we'll never be able to level the playing field because we cannot control families. We cannot control how people raise their children. Okay? It is utter madness that in 2024, when just in the 1990s, when they polled Americans and they polled Black Americans and they said, is racism really still an issue for you today? Very few. And we need to pull that study out. No one was trying to play the race card all the time. Now, you always have the Jesse Jacksons and the Al Sharptons who got paid millions of dollars to try to convince Black people to play the race card and vote Democrat. Okay? That was their whole mission. But most people were, their lived experience was that everybody was just trying to get along. It is wild to me that we sit here in 2024 and we act like we have never made an ounce of progress. And you got all these ding-dong children on TikTok who clearly, once again, probably didn't come from good families, talking about how they have been oppressed. Everyone most likely has experienced rejection, oppression, what? We're women. We know. You think that men live the same experience as women? Men don't walk down the street and have to look behind them constantly. It's never going to be fair. And so back to these agents. If you ask me who I need to take care of me, it's going to look a lot more like who was around Trump walking into the RNC. Did you see the Goliaths around him? That's who should have been around him this entire time. And it was women. One looked like Melissa McCarthy from Bridesmaids. Mm-hmm. I'm like, she ducked without even like this in the picture. Now, listen, it's just a still photo. Doesn't mean what she was actually doing. But you can audibly hear them saying, what are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing?
Well, Cheadle said in an interview with like CBS or something, she made it known that her goal was to increase female Secret Service by 30%.
No, ma'am.
In a amount of years, like by 2030, she wants to increase female Secret Service agents by 30%. So right there, that's DEI in action. You're taking a characteristic like race or gender, and that is what you're focusing on increasing.
Well, here's the thing, like, it doesn't matter, like, whether you are, even if you are a Trump hater, this should scare everybody, including Biden, because if this is who's protecting anybody, and I'm not just, you know, talking crap about the women. It's just we have to have qualified, secure, safe, strong people protecting these people. And it'll be interesting to see who's going to be surrounding Kamala right now. Let's see who's going to be protecting her.
Well, you know? She probably doesn't need a lot of protection because you know what? Most right-wing people do not want to go assassinate people. Again, that's probably not fair to say because I'm sure there's extreme everything.
Everywhere.
But I will say that the assassinations, like in the last 40 years, have been against Republicans, not against any Democrats. Okay. But here's the thing, Kristen, you know what? You make a good point when you say, we're not trying to throw shade at women. No, in the same way that, like, let's say there was daycares and they said, we want to hire more men to take care of 5-year-olds and younger. I would say, nope. Why? Because more pedophiles are men than women.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean there's not women pedophiles. There are. But more pedophiles are men than women. And I do not want my child, like, I would not want a bunch of men taking care of my kids at preschool. I'm mm-hmm. just going to be honest. We all have gifts and abilities, and they a lot of times follow along with our genders. And that's not to say we shouldn't have the freedom to try things and explore things and become great at things. And I imagine there are some women I'd rather have protecting me than men because, mm-hmm. but they're going to be the exception. To just say we're going to hire 30% more women is the same as United Airlines saying we're going to hire 40% or whatever number they said, more people of color and women. What, are they the most qualified pilot? I'm going to hop right on off your plane. You don't right. think I don't get on a plane and look in a cockpit and I see a 60-year-old white man, I don't go, thank you, Jesus. I do. And you can call me whatever you want. Don't care at 2024. Don't care at almost 50 and don't care at 2024. I'm done being politically correct. Here's why. Because in my mind, the 60-year-old white man probably was in armed forces or probably flew in, because that used to be kind of the standard in for pilots. Or he has had to go through, he's older, he's had to go through so, he's probably very experienced because for the last 50 years, most airline pilots were white men. That's just the truth. So there you go. I'm saying it. I don't care.
And even if there are more black men, women, yeah. white women, black women, you need to be qualified. You need to be qualified. Like it should not, like, I don't know. It just blows yeah. my mind, especially in important things. And like you said, heart surgeon and stuff. And I've always said, you know, I keep saying this, I would much rather have a doctor that's an asshole, but that knows yeah. what yeah. he's doing yeah. to work on my heart than yeah. somebody who's just nice and doesn't know what they're doing.
Well, let's take Dr. Ben Carson, who was a renowned brain surgeon, right? Give me him any day. He's a black man. But spend about 5 minutes talking with him and his cerebral capacity, and you'll go, yep, you're good. That's exactly who I want. It doesn't matter. I don't care about your color. I care about your qualifications.
Right.
Period. Full stop.
Right.
That's how everybody should be. We've got to get back to meritocracy or we're not making it.
Right.
We are not going to make it in a world that says, don't hurt my feelings, make sure it's fair, and make sure everybody has equity. That's impossible to do.
And then, okay, so we've talked about that, but we also need to just, before we move on, because there's
so much.
Even more of a shit show happening, but, you know, there are a lot of theories, and I think that what happens is because they're not talking, because there's no recording, because there's no transparency, there are a lot of theories coming out.
They leave it up to us to try to figure it out.
And here, let me tell you, there are some really smart people, and there are some snipers. There are people who are former CIA. There's a lot of people coming out with some really good footage and really good theories showing that, almost proving that there's obviously this 20-year-old did not do this alone. And the fact that there was like no ID or anything like that. But then also they're saying there's more than one shooter. People saw somebody on the water tower. There's an audio recording from Vigilant Fox on Twitter. I'll put that in the Substack, that the shots, Dr. Christensen, I think, actually like showed the video and of the recording. It definitely sounds like two different guns, like two totally. It's either two different guns or like definitely from a different distance, you know. It's just very interesting, that all this, and there was something else that they said, like they knew about this guy. Oh, I know what it was. Cheadle. They said that they could tell that they, already knew that this guy was suspicious, but apparently they knew he was suspicious. This was like maybe up to an hour before Trump even took the stage, but they could somehow determine that he wasn't a threat. They could tell there was something suspicious, but already determined he wasn't a threat. How do you do that? And this may be par for the course what they typically do, but obviously they didn't figure that out very well.
Well, here's the thing too, is that, you know, back in the days of JFK and RFK, there was no social media. There was no technology.
Cell phones everywhere.
So you could get on the news right then and there and say, Lee Harvey Oswald shot JFK, the end. That's it. Now, in real time, we have the capacity to communicate with each other, to say what we're seeing, to read different things, to have different theories. We can communicate. People took cell phone videos of the day. They're showing things that, you know, the media didn't want to show. People are coming up with theories. I mean, you can't pull over something like this today because of social media. You can't do it. So good luck.
Phones, yeah. Recording. There's so many recordings of people showing that people are yelling, there's a shooter on, there's someone on the roof. He's got a gun. It's exactly what you said, Amy. We're in a different era now. And with the way we can communicate. In fact, Amy, you sent something to us this morning. All hands on deck. You want to read that?
Yes.
Yeah. Because we're in the era now, guys. We're getting because the media is being exposed for the liars that they are. Yes. And that they have been complicit and they have been a part of the deep state. And so now the era has changed. Read what you sent to us, Amy.
Yeah, this is a tweet from Lafayette Lee, which I don't know who that is, but that's the Twitter name.
Hi, Lee.
Yeah, thank you for this. But she said, the deluge of scandals to come will need to be accurately reported, especially with legacy media eager to obscure its own role in the farce. We still need journalists. If you have a platform and a pen, get to work. We need all hands on deck.
Amen.
So not just us, not just because we have a podcast, like, everyone needs to get into this fight because they are trying to pull over some crazy stuff right now. And this is exactly what they tried to do, you know, with the assassination. We're all over it. People are all over it. Mm-hmm. And then now with Biden mysteriously having COVID and now he hasn't been seen for how many days now? And everybody's finally like, where's Biden? Proof of life. It's getting really weird. And, you know, the media is just gaslighting us to that this is normal, that he just resigns from his campaign over Twitter.
It's like a breakup text, like breaking up.
We got the breakup text.
It's not even on official letterhead, number one. Number two, people have pointed out, which they never would have done if we didn't have phones and social media, have pointed out the signatures do not match. The signature on that, it does not match any of the signatures he's had in the past five or six executive orders that they compared it to. Not official letterhead. He has not been seen. Everybody's like, where is the president? Nobody's telling us. And they are just moving right along with Kamala. Like, it is like, it's like,
bye, Biden.
Everybody who was saying Biden's fine. I mean, and he was saying he was not stepping down. He was not stepping down. All of a sudden he gets COVID. He's stepping down. Nobody's heard from him or seen him other than that. And now everybody is just like, we love Kamala. Like all these people who were on Biden's side saying he was fine. It's just so interesting how people can just.
And we can't pass by the fact that, like, everybody was comparing Trump gets shot and keeps going and Biden gets COVID and tweets, I'm sick and we don't see him anymore.
he tweeted.
I'm sick.
And look, and
he
as much as the media is trying to portray, I don't know what they're trying to make us believe. There's a doctor just shared, someone just shared something straight from the doctor saying that he's totally fine. That
we trust doctors.
Well, okay. But apparently the doctor said he's on his 10th dose of, here it is, breaking news. President Biden completed his 10th dose of Paxlovid this morning. This is as of July 22nd, 2024. Okay. His symptoms have almost resolved completely. His pulse, blood pressure, respiratory rate, and temperature remain absolutely normal. His oxygen saturation continues to be excellent on room air. His lungs remain clear. The president continues to perform all of his presidential duties. I will continue to keep your office updated with any changes in his condition or treatment plan. Okay, that was yesterday, but we have not seen them. We have not seen them
for the rest of the week. Okay, and before we even get into all that, can we not speed past the fact that, you know, the media immediately after the debate, goes into full blown attack mode, you know, saying he needs to step down, step down. They call to action everyone from to step down. The letter comes online. We don't know if he did it, and now they're framing him. The media is going back to framing him as like a hero.
Leadership to step down.
Da, 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 da. And then we're talking about democracy, that whole like thing about Trump is a threat to democracy. And do you not realize that? I mean, how are the people, the Democratic Party, who just literally your media removed a president and installed someone else and ignored all of the 14 million people in the primary that voted for Biden and just are going to install whoever. I mean, it's just like, and Trump's a threat to democracy, but that is literally subverting democracy.
They just said it's basically a coup. You know, we've just witnessed this, and I want to know what people's guesses are as to what's going to happen. Now, first of all, if it is Kamala, whatever, and Trump, I can't wait to see that debate. Then someone said that Trump doesn't need to debate her. I was like, I want him to. Let's have some more embarrassment. I mean, can you even imagine? Can you even imagine?
Yeah. So
unburdened by what has been.
No. I want to be so unburdened by what has been the last 4 years. I can't even tell y'all. I want to be so unburdened by the last 4 years. I am praying in the name of Jesus that we can be unburdened by what has been. Please, God. If I have to listen to a hyena for 4 years, y'all going to put me in a crazy loon bin because I can't do it. I can't do it. I cannot do it. In word salad, ain't nobody tossing a word salad like Kamala. It is like...
And speaking of DEI, here's what's interesting. And this is the question we need to ask people. Like, there are so many people who are supporting her and love the fact that she is, a person of color as a, president, in the presidential running and female. I'm like, okay. It would be great one day, maybe. Although I personally feel like a man, I know this sounds terrible, but I still feel like a man needs to run the country. Like there may be one badass woman that comes along, but I haven't seen one yet that can handle the pressure. I certainly can't handle it. I mean, I don't know how anybody can, man or woman. But the fact that people are just loving the fact that they love the fact that she's just the first, all of these check boxes. But the most important checkboxes you got to see is like, what does she stand behind? What are the policies? What accomplishments has she done? Okay, yeah, go.
I bet Kamala supporters can't tell you why they support her without mentioning her race, gender, or Trump. They know nothing about her policies and can't point to one of her accomplishments as vice president. Well, I can point to one of her non-accomplishments, is that's the border.
The border.
Okay?
Borders are.
You need to tell me. That's all I need to know about Kamala. I don't need to know about anything else in Kamala. She was named the border czar or whatever that is.
Yeah, the border czar.
The beginning of Biden's term, here we are 3-4 years later. We have the most massive of immigration. Amy. The Border Patrol people are saying she has never been there. She has never met with them.
Never talked to them.
All I need to know about Kamala. She does not give me a vote.
Here's what you need to know about Kamala. Kamala was given responsibility for the border. She said she went everywhere but the border. She traveled everywhere but the border. And then she just said, listen to me. If you're thinking about coming here, don't. Imagine her as president. When she says to, ISIS, hey, don't
do that.
And then we have a massacre of Americans. That's not how it works, Kamala. You don't just say, don't do it. You don't just say, don't do it. You know what you do? This is what Trump did. When they said they were going to do things to Americans, Trump had a little meeting with the head of ISIS. What was it? The Taliban. So we're going to come out of, we talked about this in the last episode. So we're going to come out of Afghanistan. And if you touch one hair on any American head, I'm going to kill you. And then he handed him a picture of his house from a satellite so that he knew he meant it. And he walked out the room. That's what kind of badassery I want running our country. And you can say what you want. You know, when we started this podcast, we were like, we're not talking about Trump because, Lord, that is so divisive. How sad that we felt that we could not even mention our president's name.
Right.
Because it was divisive. Now, think about that, guys. Why in America would it be divisive to talk about the sitting president? Because our media, backed by our government, I would call it the shadow government, decided that they couldn't control him. That should tell you everything you need to know, that they poisoned half of America against this man and in turn divided all of us. And wouldn't that be the smartest thing outsiders who hate Americans could do? Or someone who wanted to, as Barack Obama said, fundamentally change America would want to do? Divide it. Make it weaker. Mm-hmm. We have been inundated with socialism, communist ideas, and then just utter insanity. And we've all been told that if you didn't go along and agree with it, that you were the problem. And yet they call you the threat to democracy. They tell you to sit down and shut up. And if you don't, we're going to silence you on social media. And we're going to try to make it impossible for your voice to reach Americans. And you are the threat to democracy. I mean, think about it. The threat to democracy are the people who are trying to silence free speech. The threat to democracy are the very people who did not give Democrats a chance to choose who they wanted to run for president when it was obvious our current president was not only old, he might be Bernie from Weekend At, okay? Like, it was obvious to anyone paying attention. They should have had the chance to look at someone like Robert Kennedy Jr. They should have had the chance to look at these other candidates and choose for themselves, but they weren't. And they didn't want you to choose because they were afraid you may not choose him. You may not choose the person they had been able to control for 4 years. So they weren't going to give you a choice. And instead, what they did was they put Bernie back in, not Sanders, Weekend At. They put him back in because that's who they can control. And they knew there was no threat from his VP saying, no, I should be president, because she polled worse than he did. They had complete control until the image didn't work anymore, and they foolishly put him on a stage to debate, and all of America saw that, in fact, Bernie is real. It was not fake news. It was not far-right extremists putting sound bites up. He is not well. Now they have a problem. Their facade has been exposed. Now they need something else. But they can't have an outsider coming in because they have to have the person they can control. And you better believe whoever Kamala announces as her VP, do not trust that this is anybody who's going to do anything other than what he or she is told. You hear me? Right. They are not going to be able to think for themselves. And that is what I want Americans to understand.
Well, somebody even tweeted, you know, I can't remember who it was, but I just remember reading, like, just to be clear, they are not removing Biden or asking Biden to resign because of his mental cognitive decline.
They knew that.
They realized that he can't beat Trump. That's why.
I mean,
if he would have polled, the polling would have shown that he had a chance, they would have left him in that Weekend At space for the next 4 years and used him as a vessel.
Yep. And I also feel like, Holly, when you said they foolishly put him up there, I think that it was, I personally think that this was all part of the plan. I think this
they wanted to see, can he beat Trump?
I think that they, and
oh,
so,
yeah.
But I will tell you this. I just want to throw this out there because this has got to be something that, like, y'all, we have to think about. They said there are two or more problematic states now, Nevada and Wisconsin. Wisconsin does not allow withdrawal from the ballot for any reason besides death. All right, Nevada, no changes can be made to the ballot after 5 p.m. on the fourth Friday in June of an election year, or a nominee dies or is adjudicated insane or mentally incompetent. It's past June, and Biden has not died, nor 25th. This was, like, posted by Adventure Blondie. I mean, I don't know who actually posted it. It looks like she reposted it. But I just want y'all to keep that in mind. And Link, we love Link Lauren. He's I Am Link. If y'all follow him, he's wonderful. You know, he had a great tweet too. So I don't know what the exact thing is, but it's like, if you aren't competent enough to run the country now, why are you handing it over? Or, like, what did he say? Something to that effect. Like, where are you now? You're like endorsing her, but, like, what's going on?
Well, all I know is I'm putting my hat back on again for the second time in this episode. Like, if Biden ends up dead, if he dies, literally, like, because nobody, we don't know. But if he all of a sudden, coincidentally, you know, last time we heard from him, he was not dropping out of the race.
Right.
And now he's oh, whoops, he died.
Mm-hmm.
Within weeks. Now, he's old, and he's clearly not been that
right. Way too much of a coincidence for me.
It is a super coincidence for him to just plummet. Do y'all remember it was the day after he said, no, I'm staying in the race? Do you remember we got reports that there was an emergency on Air Force One? We never got information about that, but there was a breaking story that there was an emergency on Air Force One with him. I mean, obviously he's not been well, but what's he being given? What are they doing? What medicines are they not giving him that he needs?
Trump, do you know if Trump would have had an emergency, do y'all not think every detail would be disclosed on the media.
Every media would be talking about this, everything.
Where, what hospital he's at, what treatment he's getting, what's going on. He's not well. I mean, they would be just, why are they being so secretive? Why are they hiding this?
I also want to point out that he's our president. And I also want to point out the fact, I'm just throwing this out there because, you know, he knows the Clintons. You know that, like, someone within the FBI has even called it being Clinton, right? There is an article that just came out, and I will put this in the Substack, and it says, I don't care who you are. Nobody has 56 friends who committed suicide. But this is actually a list of 71 Clinton associates who died mysteriously or committed suicide before testimony. I would say that we're going to add 72 to that. I'm just predicting.
You guys, it is weird. And that's all, by the way, if you guys want to know who Kamala Harris is, by the way, and the Clintons, go read Profiles in Corruption by Peter Schweitzer. To me, if he wasn't, and so much of the back of the book is cited, so he gives his sources. You guys, it is so good. And I read it in 2020 because a friend of ours like sent it to me and was like, this should be good. And I went and ordered and I started reading it. And I was blown away because I really didn't know much about Kamala. She finished dead last in the Democrat primary. She was not relevant to me. I went and studied about her, and I think it's probably well known now. First of all, she's not Black. she was the DEI pick, but she's not a Black American. She's like Indian and was it like Caribbean? Or she's not African. She's not African American anyway. And she's married to a white man.
Our listeners know that the three of us are passionate about exposing the broken systems within our society, revealing how the quest for money and power has corrupted so many of them so that they no longer serve us.
That's right. We talk a lot about our broken medical system, and that includes our broken medical insurance system. We believe that it is time we dismantle the broken systems and work together to rebuild new ones that actually serve us.
And that's why we are excited to share an answer we found as an alternative to your traditional insurance plan that charges you exorbitant monthly payments and deductibles, then asks you to pay even more when you get sick, that controls your medical decisions, including what your physician is allowed to do and prescribe, and that rakes in billions as corporations at our expense.
That's why we love CrowdHealth. We interviewed CEO Andy Schoonover in episode 106, which we encourage you all to check out to learn more. But Andy founded CrowdHealth after experiencing firsthand just how inept and outrageous insurance companies have become.
CrowdHealth is not an insurance company, but a platform and a community that empowers you with a crowdfunding tool and a wealth of resources to efficiently manage your healthcare costs. And it's an excellent alternative to health insurance, allowing us to escape the healthcare matrix and put us and our healthcare providers back in charge.
Ever since my family and I made the switch to CrowdHealth, not only are we proud to be part of a company with integrity, but we love that we are free from the broken insurance system. We will never be part of that system again. We've had nothing but an A-plus experience. From before we even enrolled, we connected with an advocate who answered our questions. Then upon enrollment, we were immediately assigned a personal advocate who is literally a text away anytime I need her. If you follow them on Instagram and Twitter, you will see not only how much they truly care about each of the members, but also how much money they save us. This is why we encourage all of you to go to joincrowdhealth.org to learn more and to use code JUSTTHINK to get your first 3 months of membership for just $99 a month. Again, it's joincrowdhealth.org with discount code JUSTTHINK. You can also reference our Just Think the podcast Substack for more information.
Here's the thing about her. She had a relationship, a very known public relationship with Willie Brown, mayor of San Francisco, who was married. And she, you know, because of that relationship, she, I believe, got put in as DA. And then she prosecuted a lot of Black men for petty drug crimes and later joked about the fact that she had used the same drug she incarcerated them for. Not to mention, that was when the Catholic Church scandal was breaking, and it was known that priests had molested little boys. And suddenly, the Catholic Church makes a huge donation to Kamala Harris's reelection campaign, and she drops the charges against the priests. You guys, she is a disgusting individual. And any woman that I see champion her on social media that says, I'm just so glad I can tell my kids. How about that she didn't sleep her way and corrupt her way to the top? You find me a woman who does that, we'll champion that all day long. But when she is literally a sleazebag that has gotten there in a corrupt system, no, absolutely right. not.
Yep.
Mm. We ain't cheering for her.
But it also doesn't surprise me.
She is not a good person. She is not a good person. And I'm sorry. I feel confident in saying that. Okay. Right. What else? I know we got other stuff we need to move on to. What else we got, girls?
I don't have
my glasses on, and I know I have a little list here.
Someone had just posted this. Meet Darnika Floyd. In January 2020, Floyd was charged with second-degree murder after fatally stabbing a man who refused to have sex with her. Kamala Harris raised money to bail Floyd out of jail.
She's a good person.
And then meet Christopher Boswell. A twice convicted rapist was charged with kidnapping, assault, and sexual assault in 2020. Kamala Harris raised money to bail Boswell out of jail. Sean Tillman raised money to bail Tillman out of jail. Upon release, he brutally murdered a passenger at a rail station in St. Paul, Minnesota. I mean, this goes on and on. I'll add to it too. But yeah.
That's right.
This is who everybody's endorsing. Not everybody.
Back to the whole, like, you need to look at her policies. Like, let's forget the fact that she's a woman and she's a woman of color and that you don't like Trump. Why don't you do yourself a favor and be like a real American and figure out why you like her other than those reasons? And what has she done to earn your vote? Because I'm going to tell you right now, just like I said, the border alone for me, all the past stuff is horrible. But look at what she's done in the last 3 years as vice president. Absolutely nothing.
Right.
Nothing that I know of. I mean, if you know something she's done that's great, please let us know. I would love to know what she's done.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Please email us with why you're excited about her. And also, but here's the wild thing. If your sources are CNN or MSNBC, please don't write us. We do not want to hear from you about it. Okay. I'm going to say, I want credible sources. I want credible sources of what she's done. I want you to be able to prove it because I just read like Obama's and Clinton's endorsement of, it was to Biden. It was to talk about all that he's accomplished in the last 4 years. And I was like, you really believe that? Did you really believe what you just wrote? It is such crafty language to say, you know, he restored one of the worst economies of like,
right.
We lived real good until 2020. And anything that, if your measuring stick is the depths of 2020 when we shut down the world, well, yeah, there's some things that got better. My gas prices aren't better. And my groceries are because you shut down the supply chain with oil. And that right there drives the prices of everything else up. It's just so crazy. It's like, what world? But here's the thing. The Clintons and the Obamas don't live like the rest of us. Right. They live large off all the money they made off their corruption.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to tell you what Kamala's going to run on. And this is exactly what she's going to run on.
She could run on home.
Women's reproductive run on home. But what she's going to do is talk about reproductive rights and reproductive health. Literally, her tweet 2 days ago was Donald Trump is going to federally ban abortion nationwide, and I'm going to stop him. And I'm just like,
he said he wasn't.
No, he's not. Like, that's a blatant lie. Like, you're just lying. A clip of him, he's like, a reporter said, are you going to ban abortion? And he's like, no. No, I'm not.
Right.
Why is she lying? She will bank on the fact that there are emotional women out there who will read that and believe that at face value. And that will be the single reason why they vote, because they think Trump's going to be some kind of, you know, Handmaid's Tale. I've seen people throw Handmaid's Tale around with him.
Oh my gosh. Like,
I don't even know what, I mean, it's so bizarre, but they just literally, it's a lie. It's a total lie. And they believe it.
Well, I just wish women would get out of their emotions for a second and step back. And if abortion Like, but here's what they do. See, they don't even want to use the real terms. They say reproductive rights, because right. then it makes it about the woman at the exclusion of the baby. When there is a pregnant woman, there are two beings that are in that conversation. And see, what they want to do is take the baby out of the conversation so you don't have to really address what happens during an abortion. Now, my thing is, if you want to stand on whatever your abortion stance is, stand on it. But talk about a baby and acknowledge there's a baby and acknowledge there's a life. If you believe that life, that the woman has the right to choose to end the life of that baby, fine, say it. But let's not use clever language to avoid what this really is, because it's a bad look when women march for abortion without actually acknowledging the tragedy of abortion. And I know we have a lot of listeners, and you've been through that. I mean, 1 in 4 women in the church alone have been through an abortion. We are not naive to recognize that there are some of you out there listening, you have been through this. And many of you would probably say it was probably one of the most horrific times of your lives. Maybe you don't, but that's usually what I hear from women who've been through it. Okay. We do not have enough conversation. We did a whole episode on this. We encourage you to go listen to it. We should have more conversation on, yes, supporting women who are pregnant that did not plan that pregnancy. 100%. We as a society need to wrap our arms around these women and really educate and help these women, because we have not done a good job with that. Mm-hmm. But the fact that you want to hang your hat on the freedom to end a life will never make sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a clip floating around of Kamala, I guess several years ago, doing a interview, or not an interview. What is it? Like when they're cross examining, I guess, right, Justice Kavanaugh, that as some of our friends have actually been posting, I guess, in support, that's their way of supporting Kamala. But her grilling of him was like, are there any laws right now that have to do with what a male can or cannot do with his body? And, you know, Justin Kavanaugh's like, well, I don't know. She's like, are there any laws right now that dictate what a male can or cannot do with his body? And, you know, a lot of people are posting this like, yeah, Kamala. But I'm like, a man doesn't have another life involved, like you said.
Right.
Like, of course, the reason why is because there are two things in this conversation. The woman is not, it's not just the woman.
Oh, it's that's just like, easy.
And what's crazy to me is these are all the people who actually supported like vaccine mandates. You know, I mean, so which one is it? Are you going to be for medical freedom of choice, or what are you going to do? Are you mandating you to do this?
But this is the thing, Kristen. There is a difference between intelligence and wisdom. Okay, intelligence and knowledge and wisdom. We see a lot of people in the elite universities that have an extraordinary amount of intelligence or wisdom. I mean, intelligence and knowledge. Mm-hmm. But we notice, and it's becoming more glaringly obvious, they lack wisdom. In many cases, they lack critical thinking skills to really connect those dots. So when you say it, Kristen, it seems so common sense to a lot of us that are less educated. But because we have wisdom and discernment, we know that that does not compute. I was thinking about today when Solomon asked God, God said, you ask for anything and I'll give it to you. And Solomon goes, give me wisdom. It's the most important thing he could have said. God said, I'll give you wisdom. I'm going to give you everything else too, because you asked for wisdom. But if God were to say to me, would you have rather been an idiot savant and been able to solve all the problems in science and medicine and math? Or would you rather be wise? Give me wisdom all day long. Some of the least educated old men I know, because they couldn't graduate from high school because, like my grandfather, his mom died and he had to help raise his siblings. One of the wisest people I've ever known. And I am so much of a better person and human because I had him in my life. And I think we need to get away from this. You got letters behind your name. You went to this institution. Don't we all know now that those institutions have perpetuated so much of the garbage that is ruining this country? Mm-hmm. Don't we know now that people with 3 letters behind their names and sitting in 3-letter agencies poisoned millions and millions of Americans with a vaccine? We know this now. We better stop putting any kind of stock or faith in educated or intelligent people and start paying attention to the wise.
Mm-hmm.
That is where we need it. We need to start seeking wisdom more than knowledge and intelligence. We need to seek wisdom. Wisdom's from God, and it does not fail you. But that is why the left has no wisdom. They are, it seems to me that whoever's hijacked the Democratic Party, they are godless people who lack wisdom. And you know, the Bible also says that God will use the foolish things, the things that the world calls foolish, to confound them. And I think we're seeing some of that too. You've got people like Charlie Kirk, who didn't go to college, who's got some of the most, he is one of the most intelligent people I've ever listened to talk.
Yeah.
Right? But that's what we need to get back to. We got to forget. I think that what's great is there has been a huge light shone into the crevices of darkness, and it has exposed mm-hmm. what is killing us and what is destroying our society. And we need, now's the time for the reckoning. This mm-hmm. is the time where we go, no more. And guys, if we participate in the political correctness and we tolerate, I'm going to say tolerate. I'm going to use that word. And I'm using it on purpose. We got to stop tolerating this and stop saying we're going to go along with it. Stop being so polite. We got to start saying, nope, sorry, I'm not living in that world with you. You can go live in it, but I'm not living in it with you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This has gotten crazy.
Yep.
It's just crazy. So now we've got until, let's see, it's July, August, September, October, November, not even 4 months until we'll know what's going to happen the next 4 years. Do you girls have any predictions? What do you think?
Ooh, I have no idea, but I'm going to have my popcorn ready.
Well, we know the Democrats didn't want to pass a law forbidding illegals from voting, so we do know that.
I mean, I really have no idea what's to come. There's like so many thoughts swirling through my head. And I'm like, it's going to be interesting to see how it unfolds. But I do want to say one more thing, just to show wisdom and discernment, everybody, and not put in your blind faith. This is a completely different subject than what we've talked about. But I just want to highlight, I did share this in the Substack last week, I believe, because this was another huge announcement. Was the fact that they are like going back on the vaccine, saying they're actually finally admitting, a huge article came out in the New England Journal of Medicine. So this is once again showing you, we have trusted these agencies for years, and they knew and they know that these are not safe, are not effective, or they know that they did not test them enough to actually make those claims. So that's basically what they're saying. And ICANN/Decide is actually suing the FDA now, based on the ineffective or the fraudulent or how did they put it? The clinical trial for, oh my gosh, for the hepatitis B vaccine. Because we know for sure the hepatitis B vaccine was only tested on 147 healthy babies. And it was, I'm trying to find the exact quote from the FDA. It was from ICANN/Decide. Where the heck was it? Because I shared it. Anyway. But they only tested it for 5 days. I mean, I already know it was 147 infants only for 5 days, claimed it was safe and effective, and it's for a sexually transmitted or bloodborne illness. So that alone should show you that if you can't trust them with that, what if they've lied about that? What else have they lied about? So just once again, this comes from wisdom, discernment. Y'all, I feel like I was pretty smart. I feel like I understood, you know, like but I was indoctrinated in nursing, and we get, you know, our doctors, they go according to the CDC. They listen to this. They are regurgitating the information that they are learning. That's intelligence and knowledge. But when you start asking questions, that's when you start getting the wisdom and discernment and critical thinking skills. So some of it's just common sense. So I just want to get, that goes right on along with this. So I just wanted to point that out. So just stay attention to all of that. Follow ICANN, ICAN, Informed Consent Action Network, and Del Bigtree with the High Wire. Aaron Seary's amazing. He's the lawyer. So please follow them.
Yes, absolutely.
I was just saying, who knows what's going to happen, but I just know that the next, how many months do we have until?
3.5, almost 4.
Three and a half months. Y'all, I mean, I'm prepared for the most wild season. I can't even, like, it's like you can't even wrap your head around what is going to happen, the twists and the turns and the changes. We are definitely living in wild times.
And I'll also say this, everybody, this is the time that you start You know, we used to live by the cultural unwritten rule. You don't talk about religion or politics. This is when you talk about politics. You can't, we cannot be quiet. We can't, and y'all know me. I have, like now when we sit down at the table with people, if anybody mentions anything, I go right into it. And I don't care whether you know it or not. You will have known it by the time this conversation is over. That is the way I'm approaching it. And I'm respectful. And if people just, I have not even had people disagree. You know what most people, in fact, every single person I've sat with has said to me, I did not know that. I did not know that. Because you're not going to hear it on mainstream. Now is the time, as Amy said earlier, it's time for the citizen journalists to rise up and do a good job. For all of us to be citizen journalists, meaning when you find information you can confirm, share it. Share it. And talk to your neighbors and get involved. Because I don't know what we're going to do if the deep state or whoever it is that has run the Democratic Party and been in power and wants to keep it. And they really thought they were going to keep it with Hillary. Remember, she said this wasn't supposed to happen. That was her words. This wasn't supposed to happen. They want to keep power ever since Obama. And it's so important that that they are not able to do it anymore. And you better believe they will not stop. They will not stop. So it is going to take we the people to really outnumber them and overpower them at this point. It is a very powerful and well-funded entity that that we've got to fight against. And I can't believe I'm having to say this.
We need to stop being the silent majority because we are not in the minority here. It's very obvious. But I also want to, in the same breath, like to point out, if anything, it takes things like this to make you just remember and appreciate what we have. Like, and don't take things for granted because, I mean, we all know, we never know what tomorrow will bring, if there will be tomorrow. I mean, for anybody. This is not fear or doomsday. This is like, to me, I'm like, this is actually making me want to be more present with my family, more present with my kids. Appreciate, like, if we're just out at the beach, I'm like, these are the days that like are that I appreciate. This is like the time where we need to remember and that there is good. There is still good. And there's more good out there than evil. And it's hard to think about that when all we're seeing is the negative. And trust us, we go through this even with this podcast because almost everything we bring, that's why we want to focus on health and wellness, because we're like, we need more positive. More positivity, but we also can't not share the truth because they're trying to hide it. So please know that we're not trying to present this stuff to be Debbie Downer, you know, negative Nancy, you know, doomsday or anything. This is not about fear. This is like, we need to be the love and the light, and we need to appreciate what we have and focus on all the good, because I truly, truly believe good will prevail and good will win.
Agree. We have to. In the end, it will. In the end, we know it will. Well, thank you guys for being with us. We've got some fun things lined up over the next few months, and some fun people we're excited to talk to. So stay tuned. Listen, if you guys have not followed us as a podcast, if you like what you're hearing, please give us a follow. Please give us a 5-star, because you guys know it's either a 1 or a 5, pretty much. Those are your two options, because people either kind of love you or hate you. But also just, you know, subscribe to our Substack. You can subscribe for free. Kristen has worked on a whole childhood vaccine program Substack that is for our paid subscribers, that you're definitely going to want to be able to grab those resources as they come out. But we just appreciate that. That's pretty much what helps fund our podcast. And so we appreciate that you guys do so much, and you are allowing us to continue the conversations. And certainly it's going to be a fun ride, girls. Crazy ride for sure over the next few months. It's only getting crazier, but we'll see you guys next week. Bye, y'all.
Bye. Bye.
I'm sorry.